Hello, and thank you for joining me today. I'm going to tell you something. I'm frustrated. I'm frustrated because I can't have nice things, and I can't have nice things because of rogue scripts and hackers. So on my last audio blog for Dog Days, I had mentioned that I was talking about the audio memories and stuff. And I also mentioned that, you know, this last weekend I was at my parents' house and I couldn't start recording. Well, when I sat down and actually recorded that episode, I didn't know what I was about to find out. And that was when I went to go post it, I couldn't because my website was screwed up. It was a WordPress site. Apparently it's been really easy to hack WordPress sites. You have to really, really, really lock it down. And when you really, really, really lock it down, I feel like it kills some of the functionality and integrations that we're trying to, you know, do. Like, it just makes it hard. So anyway, my site was screwed up and I was so frustrated because I've rebuilt the Technorama site. I rebuilt, countless sites, my own. At one point, even Clinton Alvord's, that's been a while now, but he had the same kind of problem. The Topic is Trek site. And I've done it multiple times, and it's ridiculous. I even have scripts to help clean it all up. But that, my personal website, that was the last straw. I had gotten so frustrated with WordPress and the permissions, and there's so many directories and files, it's hard to even find where the culprit is that's letting things run. So I took matters in my own hands. And I got, I fired up Gemini and actually Anti-Gravity, which is their newer website, or not website, but scripting engine. And integrated, or IDE, I guess, a little bit of an IDE too. Anyway, so I fired up Anti-Gravity, and I told it I wanted to build a site that when, because I use Obsidian, and Obsidian uses markdown files, just plain text files that you can, obviously in Obsidian, I can type and make it look like I want, you know, formatting and everything. So I said, I wanted, if I put an MD file, a markdown file in this folder, I want you to build a cache, make an HTML file and part of the site. That's it. And then I went a step further and I had it integrate with Auphonic. So as I make new productions in Auphonic based on a tag, like mine is Look What I Found. And of course, Technorama is the Technorama tag and the Trek tag is for the Topic is Trek. So when it looks at the productions and it sees, oh, here's a Look What I Found post, it'll download the information, make a markdown file, stick it in there and make a post with the enclosure and everything. I was like, thank you. And it updates the RSS file, the XML RSS feed. And I was like, okay, great. So I've been iterating on it all week. And so far, it's actually turned out to be something pretty decent. I think I'm going to keep using it. I need to write a script to actually pull in my old WordPress files into markdown files. But I think that's totally doable. But yeah, this is great. It's easy to set up. There's no database or anything. It uses a cache file and HTML files. So it takes that in the markdown files, parses it, and makes HTML files with the player and the post and everything. I think it looks pretty good. I can even now have an admin background dashboard where I can edit the in markdown files from the interface and just save it. I can even make a new one if I wanted. So this is actually working pretty well. I'm happy with it. I need to tweak it out some more. But yeah, just make a little cron job that says rebuild site and it'll go, you know, and have it, it'll go rebuild the site. I'm sorry. It calls the script, the builder script, and it'll go do this thing and read in everything and build it and it takes no time to do it. Super happy. Now I'm considering ditching WordPress altogether. So why? You know, it's getting aggravating. So if anybody's interested in it, I will make it available in GitHub. Right now it's a private repo as I clean it up and make some changes, still making a few more changes to it and tweaks. But anybody's welcome to it. I asked Gemini, what should I call this? And it called it Pod Down. And at first I went with that and I was like, you know, I'm not sure if I really like that. You know, for podcast, mark down. And it thought that was a great idea. I'm going to change that name. I'm not sure I like that. I want Pod Up. I want it up and running. Anyway, so frustrations aside, I got a new engine for blog posts and stuff. And I think it's going to be pretty good. All right. Thank you. I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.